It's James in Antrim. What do you think, James?
I'm very worried. I come from a rural Irish road. On my side of the community, the union side of the community, there's no leadership to make it happen. They're not really interested. They abandoned the working class areas 20 years ago. So there's a massive disconnect there.
Well, obviously, they would deny that, wouldn't they?
Of course. Well, I've watched Michael Copeland during all these troubles start.
Well, do you know what? You're naming one individual there who isn't on the programme to defend himself. We're not going down that route.
Listen to me. I want to praise him. He must have been doing 100 hours a week trying to keep a lid in the situation. But he didn't seem to be getting the backup from the party, from the rest of the party. The man was working himself into the ground. And, you know, if it was more like him, it would happen quicker.
I see constituency offices in the heart of most communities in Northern Ireland.
Have you ever walked in, Stephen, and asked them to do something for you? They never deliver. It's a shop front. I worked on a cross community project has involved 6,500 kids, mostly on the interface area in Belfast, and I have lobbied every one of them political offices. That must have been the 60 councillors, 40 MLAs, asked them to help me, and they never actually delivered anything, bar maybe two.
Well, do you know what? Again, to be fair to them, I see quite a few stories in here, and you know, when we work them through, there have been MLAs who have been in the middle of helping people. Like, I see it. Margaret in West Belfast. Morning, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
Stephen, I have friends on both sides of the community. Now, I have wee friends, they're elderly, you know, they're old-age pensioners and things like that, and they live on both sides of the community. Uh-huh. And they are actually terrified in the summertime and things like that because they actually get golf balls and everything else through over by kids from either side of the community. And
how do we stop that, Margaret?
Well, I mean, it's the older ones now, and these younger ones are now, you know yourself, they're coming out of school or even at night, they're going and getting carry-outs, and they're saying on the bars, you know, that they're not allowed to be served, you know, under 18 or 18, but what they do is, they get older ones to go in for them and that, and the older ones, they would turn around and say, you know, older fellas in their 20s or 30s, they would say, will you get me a carry-out, get me cigarettes, yes, you wait around the corner. They get it and that. And then when they get to drinking them and that, they're throwing stones. I have friends now that got their car windows put in and they're good, decent people and that.
Yeah.
And they're elderly people in their 80s. They got their windows and all put
ridiculous.
In.
Ridiculous.
And where they're actually living is on the opposite side of the community. And it was our side that actually done it around the other side of the road.
You see,
and these people are terrified because of that.
You see, Margaret, it's about changing an atmosphere where the other side are seen as the other side. That's surely how you get kids to stop doing this and older ones to stop doing it. For as long as they see someone from a different community as being of the other side.
That's right.
Then they're going to be minded to think to themselves, it's all right to do it. You know, the other
that's
side,
right,
stranger.
That's right.
We need to take all this nonsense out the other side.
That's right, Stephen, but you know yourself, you know, there's one bad apple that spoils a whole bunch of grapes not there, and there's other decent, there's a load of decent people that just want to live their life and they're not getting peace to do it, not there, and it's the ones that has the venom in them that's keeping this up. It doesn't matter if they're a child at 8 or 10, they would turn around and say, well, we can't do nothing about that. Well, a child at 8 or 10, if they're out causing trouble, you know, they have to go to the parents and summons the parents for letting them do that, or they would turn around and say, well, I don't know where my kids is, this, that and the other.
It comes back.
But you're not a child if you're doing this, that and the other, Stephen.
Well, we've been talking about this during the riots as well, haven't we? Parental control, parental responsibility.
That's right.
What values are parents actually instilling in
That's
our
right,
kids?
Stephen.
But it goes bigger than that, doesn't it? It goes in terms of
Margaret. It goes a long, long way.
Yeah, but it goes bigger than that in terms of, you know, right from the very top of the people who are running this country in Northern Ireland. It comes
Stephen,
from, you know,
not...
are our kids going to the same schools together or not? How much opportunity do our kids have to actually mix together, to live together, to share together, to understand that there's not much difference between them?
Exactly. But Stephen, do you not think too? I mean, at the end of the day, see anybody's wanting to cause all this bother and fight and things like that?
Yeah.
Ship them all out to Afghanistan and things like that. And let them see what fighting's all about. They wouldn't belong getting the sickening off it. and let them go into hospitals and things like that, and the ordinary decent people fighting for their lives, ordinary decent people having to go to their work, ordinary decent people having their cars and whatnot else that they've worked hard for a living and getting themselves to and from work, and they can't do this here because they're getting their cars and everything else burnt out because of ones like this, you know? There's a lot you have to take into consideration, and I do feel for the elderly people in that way, because, as I say, my friends are on either side of the community and I go up to visit them, and any time I go up, I've heard different things, and I'm just going, I mean, isn't it terrible? Like, well, what do you do? What do you do? Elderly people have got terrible fear in them morning, noon and night.
Margaret, lovely to talk to you today. Thank you. David next. Morning, David.
Good morning, Steve. I was just saying to the researcher, there's a lot of people in both sides of the community that want peace.
I don't know how you were talking to the researcher. They haven't weighed in this morning.
Well, I was talking to somebody. I don't know who it was.
Don't know where they are. They were out in the town last night.
All right. But I was just saying, why don't these people all get together and do it like a Berlin Wall thing? You know, have a party and take these walls down. I mean, there's enough people on both sides, and the nationalist side and the loyalist side, to take these walls down. And then they'll know who...
Yeah, but don't you think there's more people want them kept up?
Sorry?
Don't you think there's more people want them kept up because they're frightened?
Yeah, but they're frightened because they don't know, but that's just what I mean. If it was arranged for one particular time or two nights or 2 days or whatever, or over a weekend, that all the people to meet at that wall that want the peace wall down, all the peace-loving people.
And George in Pembridge, you're making a similar comment.
Yes, I am, Stephen. Actually, if they bring the walls down in each area, build preschool areas, kindergartens, play parks, whatever you want.
Yeah, it all sounds very romantic, but just say the walls come down and you've got all these people in their homes getting bricked.
No, but the point is, with the adults on both sides, bringing the children, tell the schools and whatnot, the play parks, they will eventually meet. And there's nothing to fear, like, you know what I mean? That's only fear itself.
Plenty of fear if you're sitting in a house and you get your windows put in.
Yes, well, that's fair enough, but that's only extremists on both sides, Stephen, you know what I mean?
How do you take them out of the equation?
Well, as that gentleman says, if there's a big enough majority goes, wants the walls down and wants a bit of peace.
George, thank you. Mark, morning, Mark.
Hello, Stephen. I'm just phoning up. I'm a resident of Pitt Park, and we're currently about to start lobbying for a gate to be put at the bottom of Bryson Street. They're talking about taking walls down. We want walls up because it was only matter months ago that we had residents from the Short Strand youth had come out, had tried to kick doors in Pitt Park. Young families in their bed had to be taken from their homes. Then when the residents come out to try and defend their homes, when somebody tried to drive over the residence, now the police arrested him.
Well, then let's not talk about it, because it's probably an active case. So let's not talk about it. The residents of Short Strand could say exactly the same thing, and we've heard this, haven't we? Stories on both sides.
Yes, there's certainly stories on both sides.
If you get those gates put up, they could be there for a long time, Mark. Is that really what you want?
Yes, it is what we want, because we want to be able to live in peace. Because you see these kids that are landing, they're having to be taken from their beds in the middle of the night because people are trying to kick their doors in. Them kids are going to grow up scared. That fear is going to turn into hatred. And then it's going to carry on to the next generation. So it is. You know, I lived in Thistle Court. I've moved to Pitt Park now. I'm a wee bit further back from the peace line. But my house in Thistle Court was constantly under attack from one family in particular. And to be honest with you, whenever my house was attacked, I phoned the police, gave descriptions, because it often happened as they were going in and out of the house. And I was able to sit in my back bedroom, watch the house. The police didn't go near the door. They're trying to arrest anybody. So, you know, we need these walls because the police aren't protecting us. So the wall is the only thing that we have to keep people apart. Because see if them walls come down, there'll be murder. It'll bring a country back 30 years.
Well, let's remember what this leaked document is saying. It's a draft report, and it's saying that the walls should be down by 2022. It's not saying today. It's not saying this year. I guess 9 years.
Well, Stephen, since the peace process, I think there was something like, before the peace process started, there was something like 19 or 20 peace walls.
Is it not a decent aspiration, Mark?
It would be a perfect scenario, but it's not going to happen. You know, as I say, when the peace process started with something like 20 peace walls, now we're closer to 100. I think that speaks volumes. You know, certainly there's peace for people that live away from these interfaces, but the people that live on the interfaces have never had peace or never seen peace.
But do you not think that that's the biggest tragedy, Mark? Just what you said there. In some of the other areas, people have peace, okay? And the people, and you will vouch for this as much as anybody else, the people in those interface areas are just as good. They are no less a person. They shouldn't be valued any less. They're just as much of a role in society as anybody else, and just as much respect should be afforded to them as anybody else. So you know, there needs to be a lot of work going in so that people in interface areas have as good a lifestyle as anybody else.
There is a lot of good work goes on, you know, because in Pitt Park we have a community centre, and there is a lot of cross-community work goes on with youth in the Short Strand. And it just doesn't seem to be helping, because once the kids get past that certain age of the youth club, they're left with nothing to do but to go out and have recreational ratting, where they just seem to, you know, as they're coming and going from the house.
Because they see another community as different, as what I've said this morning. They see that other community as a different side, the other side, and therefore they're attacking the other side. You know? Anyway, Mark, thank you, sir.